This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Fast Track, our coverage of the logistics of vaccine distribution. 32 million doses have been given out, some folks waiting in long lines, others get to sign up online. Is this fair? Here's Marketplace's Samantha Fields.
If you live in New York City, for example, and you want to get a COVID vaccine, Noelle Hidalgo, the executive director of the nonprofit Beta NYC, says there are three different city websites to check first to find out if you're eligible and see if there's an appointment available.
And then every single health provider has their own scheduling app.
And their own registration process. All of these sites, Hidalgo says, work much better on a computer browser than on a smartphone or tablet.
When you're on a device with a smaller screen and you're literally having to hop around from website to website, it's a really daunting process.
And he says that puts a lot of low-income people at a disadvantage.
A majority of them are connected to the internet, but they're connected to the internet through their smart device, primarily a phone or tablet.
For people who aren't comfortable with technology or who aren't online at all, the current system can be a major barrier to landing a vaccination appointment right now, and not just in New York City.
There's been, unfortunately, so much conversation about who should be in what phase, and not nearly as much attention on how do we actually make sure that the people we're prioritizing can get the vaccine in their arm.
Denny Chan is an attorney with the legal advocacy organization Justice in Aging. He says there's a lot of overlap between people who don't have good internet access or any at all and those who are most vulnerable to COVID in terms of age, income, and race and ethnicity.
There's a lot of intersectionality when we think about the equity issues.
Black and Hispanic people were receiving smaller shares of vaccination, while in contrast, they have accounted for disproportionately high shares of cases and deaths related to COVID-19.
Samantha Artiga is director of racial equity and health policy at the Kaiser Family Foundation, which recently analyzed demographic data about who's been vaccinated so far from the 17 states that have released it.
Given the patterns, I think they raise some early warnings and concerns that point to really the importance of prioritizing equity as vaccine distribution rollout continues.
To do that, she says, governments are going to have to make it much easier for people to get appointments, and not just online. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.